Pennsylvania environmentalists are none too pleased with the way the state legislative session ended this week. Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future, a.k.a. Penn Futures President Cindy Dunn, joins me on the Allegheny front to talk about some of the bills that passed at the 11th hour. Cindy, thanks for checking in.
Hi, how are you?
One bill that passed Wednesday was a response to President Obama's Clean Power Plan. It gives legislators power to approve whatever the State Department of Environmental Protection's plans are for complying to the EPA rule. Now, this was earlier approved by the House. Those who opposed this bill said it puts politicians above scientists in dealing with climate change. So what's Penn Futures' take on this legislation, Cindy?
Yeah, you've got it right. Sadly, it inappropriately inserts both the Senate and or the House into a process where the Department of Environmental Protection in Pennsylvania is required to submit a plan. So it's really forcing them to cede their power and their responsibility to the citizens to create a plan that meets the EPA rule. And further, by doing so, it could cause a delay in creating a plan that's acceptable to EPA, which will force the required EPA producing the plan for Pennsylvania. And so I think Pennsylvanians would rather produce their own plan, and the agency charged by the legislature, by law in Pennsylvania's DEP to produce a plan. So it's really inappropriate for the legislature to assert themselves strongly into this process.
We also spoke with Representative Pam Snyder. She's a Democrat here in the southwestern part of the state, and she sponsored this legislation in the House. And here's how she explained it.
This is to ensure that everybody who represents their districts has a voice and a say in this process, because that's what we're elected to do. I have watched my coal-fired power plants be closed. I have watched people lose their jobs. I have watched electricity rates skyrocket. I have watched electric reliability be in jeopardy.
Let's touch on the House bill dealing with the state's cleanest streams. It eliminates 150-foot buffer zones required between new developments and high-quality waterways. Now, rows of trees and shrubs can help keep pollution from washing off buildings and pavement into streams and rivers, but developers have said waterfront property is valuable and 150 feet can be too much to ask. We talked to Marsha Hahn, the Republican sponsor of the bill. She's from Northampton County. She said the legislation gives landowners options to use either the riparian forest buffer or other methods to protect waterways. Anton says the Department of Environmental Protection still has final say.
DEP has to approve it. When it gets down to it, that might be the only option some of the landowners have. They may not be able to do any of the other best management practices, but at least it's giving them an option. So if they can do a riparian buffer on the same waterway to keep the water the way it is, keep it clean, then they have that option.
I should also note that an earlier report by State Impact Pennsylvania pointed out that the DEP has never denied a waiver to a company that requested one in terms of this buffer. Cindy, how do you at Penn Future respond to Representative Hahn's argument?
What's interesting, House Bill 1565, around the office we call it the subdivision flooding bill. Forest riparian buffers are the natural state of Pennsylvania streams, and so much of our land has been developed, and so much of the habitat has changed. 150 feet is actually a fairly narrow buffer. Houses can be attractively built and placed 150 feet away, saving that buffer and preserving the natural features of the buffer to absorb flood water and clean it before it heads its way downstream. This is unfortunately really reversing a good practice we had in Pennsylvania for years of preserving these buffers, and it's really kowtowing to the developers and the home builders who really just want the ability to build closer and closer to the stream and eliminate this restriction. And unfortunately, it's this restriction that protects the downstream users.
And about how many streams are affected by this legislation?
About 25% of Pennsylvania streams are either high quality or exceptional value, with high quality being the vast percentage. it was pointed out when a home builder or developer is working on a site, already some flexibility built into the system. So this law, again, is usurping the administrative branch of government's job. It's usurping DEP's job to protect the environment and really look at the factors and really understand them. And so that a waiver, I mean, we frankly at Penn Future think there are too many waivers. But however, at least that's being done through the regulatory agency with trained staff to do that, and not just carte blanche, you know, across the system, which will have a detrimental impact.
There were other bills you were tracking, one to establish private water well standards. How did that fare?
Water well protection standards stand out as something in Pennsylvania that a real gap that was never filled in our regulatory program. About half of Pennsylvanians depend on water wells, and there are no standards for their construction and no real enforcement that protects Pennsylvanians. I think many Republicans and Democrats see the need to fill, but unfortunately, it didn't get through.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front. I've been speaking with Penn Future President Cindy Dunn about the Pennsylvania State Legislature's votes as the session wrapped up this week.